second half of an interview. Back out to America's Radio Newsline with Oliver Stone, of course, the iconic American film director, at least 24 films to his credit. And, sir, we were talking before the break. Wanted to put a wrap on some of the movie questions we had for you. Your movie Savages out in theaters right now, and you have the opportunity to work with Blake Lively, you mentioned, and Taylor Kitsch. Both of them have backgrounds, Blake Lively in The Green Lantern, John Carter in X-Men Origins for Taylor Kitsch. Would you ever contemplate taking on a superhero movie? Because Lord knows the Superman franchise could use some help.
Chris, never say no. You know, but look, I would prefer a movie where human beings solve their problems or get together as a in a collective and do something about the situation rather than depend on superheroes.
Well, speaking of superheroes, we understand you run a tight ship. You know, just before we get off the topic of your new movie, Savages, recently saw Blake Lively telling David Letterman that she bought the crew T-shirts that said, "I survived Oliver Stone," because they needed something nice after working with you for that long. What did she mean by that? Are you just
She say? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Laurie.
Blake Lively telling David Letterman that she bought the whole crew after the film wrapped up. T-shirts that said, "I survived Oliver Stone."
Yeah, I think she was very proud of the fact that she went through a lot. She went through a lot of sex scenes.
Oh, it was the
and
sex.
Also, a lot of
It wasn't because you're tough. You're tough to work. Are you tough to work with?
No, I try to be as collaborative as I can. I mean, I've made 19 movies as a director, worked with a lot of different types of actors, and generally done well with them. So, no, it was very nice to work with her. And you know, she had to run around half the movie in a nightgown in the desert. It wasn't easy.
I'm sure the guys were okay with that.
I've got to go see this movie. Okay, let's turn our attention now from the movie topics here. And you are no stranger to political issues, of course, with movies like JFK, Nixon, the World Trade Center, Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps. You've dealt with these issues head on. First off, the basic question I want to ask you, you know the presidential election, what's on the line? You've got Governor Mitt Romney and President Barack Obama. Who are you supporting?
Chris, I mean, it's very hard for me to swallow an election when each candidate's spending close to $1 billion. You know, that's not a democracy. It's not a fair field. Inside that limited choice that we have, certainly Obama, because I don't know who the other fellow, what he stands for in any sense. It's just going back to George Bush's era, as far as I'm concerned. You know, Obama at least is a sane, intelligent man, and there's a chance for some progress to get through some of our problems.
Sounds like you're pretty frustrated with the whole system. I understand you're actually a big Ron Paul supporter.
I supported Ron Paul in the primaries because I wanted him to win the Republican primary.
Oh.
And I was rooting for him, and gave him my verbal support before Iowa, and he did very well. You know, but you could see that he could never get through that system. I don't understand Republicans. My father was one, and I've seen the moderate Republicans. I just don't understand why they call for all this deficit reduction, and then they go off to wars all the time and spend enormous amount of money on the military, and when we're so far ahead of everyone else, it doesn't make sense. It's a contradiction in their mentality.
I'm sure you're aware of the phrase that's being bandied about the country about the dysfunction in Congress and the do-nothing Congress, who our president seems to be setting up his political campaign to run against as well. What's your take on no budget being passed here in the United States over the last 3 years and the growing deficit? You think that's an issue?
Of course it's an issue. It's very harmful to the economic stability of the world. And we send a negative image. Financial stability depends on confidence and psychological confidence. And if you have a Congress that's so obstructionist, and it's not, I would say it's truly the Republicans who have made this take no prisoners stand. And when you have that kind of a picture you're sending out to the entire world, and America rules, America exclusively, America is first and primary in our importance and everything, it just sends the wrong message to the financial community.
So would you be actually willing to get out there and campaign for President Obama? You sound kind of wishy-washy, like it's sort of the lesser of two evils in your mind.
I don't think I'd make I don't think I'd make a dot of difference. I mean, it's about big money, and it's about the manipulation of, you know, getting on television advertising. It's state by state. You know, they've they've specialized the election down to a place where every single human being in the country can feels irrelevant to it.
Hmm. Oliver Stone is our guest right now. He's, of course, the iconic American film director. Currently in movie theaters, his movie Savages, and we're talking to him in this part of the interview about the current state of American politics. You did a movie called Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps. How much is the responsibility of Wall Street to our current financial problems? How much of it's government, in your view?
No, obviously there's a collusion between the two. They have to work together, but Wall Street has been, you know, in the last, since the gecko days of 1980s when Reagan started to liberalize and deregulate industry, it seems that they've gone in this direction where the banks have become what Gordon Gecko used to be in Wall Street. The banks have become players and gamblers, speculators, for their own good and not for the good of the customer. So the whole nature of finance capitalism has changed radically in the last 20 years with deregulation. We should bring back not only the Volcker Rule, but all kinds of currency controls on the banks to make them what they once were, which is boring.
Yeah.
And regarding the campaign, the political campaign, you obviously are not a fan of Mitt Romney. You sound like you will support President Obama. Do you think he'll ultimately be successful at winning a second term?
Oh yes, I think a second term, if anything, frees up a man to be a little looser. I think that Obama is certainly not the fighter, and he doesn't confront like we'd hoped, those of us who voted for him had hoped he would bring real change. He was no Franklin Roosevelt, that's for sure. But in a second term, he would be freer to do some of the things that the country needs, which is to cleanse itself and to reform itself.
Your current movie is Savages in theaters. Can you give us a sneak peek if you even have another project that's coming down the road? What's next?
Well, I've been working on this thing. It's probably you might be interested in it. It's coming out in the fall, late fall. It's called The Untold History of the United States. It's 10 hours long, and it goes from 1945, right after the war, through 2012. And it's a professor of history, nuclear studies at American University, Peter Kosnick, and myself have been working on it. And it's a real,
sounds
a real classic documentary, and it'll be shown in one-hour segments on Showtime
All right.
in America.
Well, you are welcome back here to America's Radio News to remind us when it's coming out, and we'll talk it up before its release.
So
happy you joined us. Oliver Stone, of course, the iconic film director, the current movie in movie theaters, Savages. Thank you for carving out time for us today here on America's Radio News.
Well, thank you, Laurie, and thank you, Chris.
You betcha, sir.